Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator, Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here with today's program is Pastor Paul. Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I am Dr. Paul Esposito. So good to be back here behind these microphones, and so good again to be back on the air here on WMIE and WWBC. So no longer the manager at WMIE. My good friend Danny Whiting is the new manager of the station, and I've retired and I've moved on to full-time here at the church. Our church is growing in leaps and bounds, and all of my time and energies is needed at the church. So that's why I am no longer station manager, and that's why I'm here at the church full time. Hey, you guys are invited to come visit the church and take part of what God is doing. He's moving in leaps and bounds, and we're having an awesome time sitting under the authority of the Word of God. No holds barred. I preach the word, we sit under the word, we do what he says, and the sky's the limit for what'll happen in your life when you're willing to sit under the authority of the word of God and do what he says. We've got a whole church full of people now that are not only anxious, they're ready, willing, and able to do that. And God's really moving. Again, you are invited. The address for Island is 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Here it is Wednesday now. We're going to be in Luke chapter 21 here tonight, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. If you guys are free, if you've tuned in at 5:30 at night, then you got 25 minutes to turn your car around and point it to 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Why don't you come on by? Take part in our Bible study in the Gospel of Luke. So that's Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock. This Sunday, I believe we're going to be looking at the doctrine of Christ here this Sunday. So those are some of the things going on. Okay, let's get into the word. The message we're going to hear here today is, can you sell me some time? Like, brother, can you spare a dime? No, really, our cry is now is, can you sell me some time? Paul commands us to redeem it. And that word redeem means to buy back. We need to go to the great dispenser of time and buy back the time we have remaining. So that's where we're at. That's what this message is. This will play here today, Wednesday and Thursday. We're in chapter 5 this morning in this wonderful letter. We're in Ephesians. Most of the verses I've on the handout. In these first three chapters of this letter, we learn some great doctrine and some wonderful theology from Paul. Now here in this last three, he instructs us how to live right. That's what we've been looking at. How to live out the Christian faith. Last week, he was instructing us, if you remember, how to walk. Remember? And to be imitators of God as dear children. That's where we left off last week. That's where we're going to pick it up here this morning. Now we're getting right to the heart of the matter, right here in verse 1. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. Let's pray. Lord, we exalt you here again. We can't pray enough and ask for your blessings enough. Lord, without your giving us the wisdom and understanding and the power to change all is for nothing if we don't come to you in prayer. And we ask you for all of those things, Lord. Give us the strength. First, convict us by the Holy Spirit for where we fall short. Forgive us for the sins we've committed. And give us the strength here to walk by faith here and take one step here and do things right. Lead us and guide us. Give us the power here now and the ears to hear your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, verse 15. Notice the commandment starts with the words, See then that you walk circumspectly. There's a big word. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Now, circumspectly is the Greek word akrobos, meaning diligently or carefully or rightly. I looked up that word this past week, and I found out that akrobos is a famous watchmaker. Did you know that? How apropos is that? See then that you walk precisely, like this watch. That's what the word means. And he says not to walk like this watch accurately or precisely is to walk as a fool. The fool staggers where he goes. That's why the cop, when pulls you over, he makes you walk accurately and precisely and in a straight line. Even Johnny Cash sings it. Everyone knows that. I walk the line. Then Paul says, redeeming the time. So to redeem something, it means to buy back. To buy back the time. What thinkest thou? Wouldn't you love to do just that? Wouldn't you love to go to the great dispenser of time and, like a little Oliver Twist, go up to him and say, I'd like to buy some time, please, sir. What would you give to buy back all the time you've wasted in your life? Personally, what would you give to buy back some time? I don't know about you, but I've wasted many years of my life. Oh, what I would give to buy back the time, knowing what I know now and taking that with me. All of those years I can no longer get back. What would you give to buy back some time? But wait, there's more. The good news is there's still time for you. You can redeem or buy back all the time that you have left in this crooked, evil world. That's good news. So I recommend to you here this morning that you buy it all up and hit the streets like Ebenezer Scrooge did on Christmas Day. Go out here and buy the largest turkey you can find and take it to the poorest person that you know, laughing and skipping on the way. Buy back the time. Buy it from the great dispenser of time. Buy it back from him. Hit the streets. Redeem all the time you've got left and go out here and make a difference right where God's got you planted. Right where God's got you planted. You can, unfortunately, you cannot change the past. But you can buy up your remaining time and put it to work for you. That's good news. Amen. If I only knew that when I was their age, or some of the kids that are here, Verse 17, he says, do not be unwise. That's the Greek word aphron, which means fool. Don't be a fool, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Amen to that. That's the wisest thing around. Understand what the will of the Lord is. Now here's part of that will coming up. Verse 18, he says, and do not be drunk with wine in which is excess. New King James says dissipation. The word means there, it means no hope of safety. There's no hope of safety. So do not be drunk with wine, in which is no hope of safety, but be filled with the Spirit. He's saying, instead of being filled with wine, why not try being filled with the Holy Spirit and see how that works for you? And amen, I guarantee it'll work every time. Reminds me of that old proverb, Proverbs 23, verse 29. It says, who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaints? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Those who linger long at wine. Those who go in search of mixed wine. Do not look at the wine when it is red and it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly, and at last it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things. Your heart will utter perverse things. Yes, you will be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea, or like one who lies on the top of a mast, saying, they've struck me, but I was not hurt. They have beaten me, but I did not feel it. Then the last verse there, it says, when shall I awake so that I can have another drink? So instead of a lifestyle like that, try being filled with the Spirit instead. Now he's going to show you some ways how to do that, which might seem a little outdated here today, but anyway, here it goes. Verse 18 again. Do not be drunk with wine in which is no hope of safety, but be filled with the Spirit. Speak into one another in psalms. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Or in hymns. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Take that, devil. Use the word of God against the devil. So maybe change the hymns and get them out of 500 years ago if you have to. Try a Matt Redman song or a Chris Tomlin one. But this is how you beat the devil with the word of God. Psalms, hymns. I've got a devil's playlist on my iPhone. It's to kick his butt at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was sharing it with Dwayne, who needed one last night. It's a song list full of songs and praises that praise and exalt and magnify the blood of Jesus Christ. No devil can sit through and listen to that because there's power in the blood. So this is what he means by that. You don't have the power to beat these things on your own. But you can, in the power of the Holy Spirit, do these things. That's what he means. So it's not really old or archaic or outdated. Again, verse 19, he says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Like, do, Lord. Sing and making melody. And you know, do, Lord, is the devil's worst nightmare at 3 o'clock in the morning. Try it sometime. You know why? Because he does remember you. That's good news. It's not just the song. He does remember you. He says your name is engraved on the palm of his hands. That's the devil's worst nightmare, you singing a silly song all the children know. But it's not all that silly. Because he does remember you. Paul, at the realization of this, he says, what shall we say? If God be for me, who can be against me? You see, it's the realization of these things.
is what gives you the victory out here today. I may sound like a broken record, but I'm going to keep preaching it. You and I are going to become what I call professional Christians, where we know the word of God and put it into practice and kick demon butt. That's what we do here. It's an evil world. I'm going to redeem back the rest of my time and kick demon butt with it by the power of the Holy Spirit. I've wasted too many years of my life, and I can't get them back. Verse 20. Listen to this verse. Giving thanks for all things. Notice he doesn't say, because he says that in another place, giving thanks in all things. You know, that means you're undergoing trouble, and I'll thank God through it, though I know it didn't come from him. Can't use that excuse now. Now, apparently, God is sovereign and in charge of everything. Listen to the verse. Giving thanks sometimes. Giving thanks always for some things. What's it say, Darren? Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of Jesus. Now hear me. The Apostle Paul would not instruct you to give thanks for all things unless Almighty God was responsible for all things. He wouldn't tell you to give thanks for something if Satan was responsible for it. But God is large and in charge. Everything has got to go through him because he runs this universe. Paul says to give thanks for all things, even the bad things that come your way. I read this morning here with Joseph. Remember Jacob's son Joseph said in the 50th chapter of Genesis, that's the last verse for your handout this morning, is Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. Joseph, after they threw him in jail and did all these terrible things to him that he didn't deserve, he says, you, speaking to his brothers, he says, you did all this stuff to harm me. Or you meant evil, but God meant it for good. Meaning God will even take the bad things that happen to you, even if someone else did them to you, God's still large and in charge. He still will take and turn that around for his glory. Read at what happened to Joseph. Accused of rape that he didn't do. Thrown into a pit. Sold into slavery. Spent 13 years in jail. And gets out and says to his brothers, God meant all of this for good. Now that's a close relationship with God. To know and understand that you being falsely accused of rape and rotting 13 years in prison, that God meant it for good. I'm not there yet. How about you? Even Paul said, not that I have already attained it, but I press on. We're getting there. Just understand and know that God is in charge in your life. And he will see you through these things. Bad things that come your way. God's son says a tiny sparrow bird doesn't die or fall to the ground apart from God knowing it. And how much more valuable are you than sparrows? God's son said every hair on your head is numbered. Give thanks always for all things. Why? Because God is behind the scenes, moving and shaking. And he will cause all things to work together for good to all of you that belong to him, all of you that love him. James 1:2, it says, count it pure joy, my brothers, when you face trials of many kinds. Knowing that, meaning there's a reason for it. knowing that the testing of your faith develops hupomone, perseverance, endurance. Then he says, let perseverance have its or finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Romans 5:3, we boast in our suffering. How you guys doing on that one? Huh? Does anyone here boast in their suffering? Huh? Les, praise God, I'm sicker than you are. Who says that? I boast in my suffering. But there's a comma there. Knowing that, you see, listen, suffering produces this. This is what makes you go up to someone 9'6" and hit his toes and make that ball go up and ding, and then they give you a cigar. Suffering produces this. Never comes through riches and being on top of the mountain. This comes through enduring suffering, hurt, pain, hardship, things that happen to you that you did not deserve. Think of that verse. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. This is coming. Wait on the Lord. Those that wait on the Lord. What did he say to Isaiah? Isaiah 40:31. Yeah, those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up as wings as eagles. They will run and not grow weary. Psalm 27, King David. Wait, I say. Wait on the Lord. He's doing a great work in you. That's why there's a comma there. We glory in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces perseverance. Let me probe a little. We're addressing Paul's statement, give thanks for all things. That's what we're talking about. Do you find yourself in God's dark room this morning? Remember, giving thanks for all things to God the Father in the name of Jesus. And remember, God has not forgotten you. Paul said, thank God for it, because God is transforming you into a super Christian. Are you in God's dark? Are you in God's dark room? You know the funny thing about a dark room is if you turn the lights on in the dark room, you ruin everything. You can't turn the lights on. Or a modern day vernacular to that would be cut bait and run. You're not going to let God see you through this. You've had enough suffering, so you're going to cut bait and run. You can't do that. You got to wait on the Lord. He will renew your strength. He'll give you what it takes to get through the trial, and you will start toting one of these. This is what we want, right? This is a spiritual atom bomb. To kick demon rear end. That's what we want, right? I'm going to imagine you being tormented by a devil at home at 3 a.m. and you say, hold on a minute, let me give you Pastor Paul's phone number. Don't give out my phone number. He already has my number. Or Darren's phone number. He's got Darren on his frequent dial number list too. And now Dwayne's a new one on that list. That's funny. All the men, well, some of the men, and probably others haven't even told me. The men that the Lord's put here to ensure this church is victorious all endure demonic suffering.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Be with us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You are listening to WMIE, Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary, modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM.
From Love Worth Finding, here's Adrian Rogers with a treasure from the Word.
We need to be faithful to the faith. I mean to the Word of God. There are times today when people are taking this book and shredding it, mimicking it, dissecting it, that people call themselves today theologians. You know, the word theos means God, logos means word, and so a theologian is somebody who's supposed to know the Word of God. I don't know why they call them theologians, because they don't believe the logos, so they must not know the theos. They're like grape nuts, neither grapes nor nuts. And these people set themselves up in judgment of the Word of God. Friend, we're not to judge the Word of God. The Word of God is to judge us. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. If there were ever a generation that needed to be faithful to the faith, it's this generation. Did you know that we're just one generation away from paganism? If we don't pass it on to the next generation, they won't have it. And friend, we need to pass the faith on and be faithful to the faith. We are stewards of the faith of God.
For more about Love Worth Finding and Adrian Rogers, visit our website at lwf.org.
To take away my sins.